And now to finish the programme, it's time for Question of the Week with Greg Jackson. And listener Tim got in touch with this.
Is there any explanation why the magnetic field of Earth is north-south as opposed to east-west or any other angle?
Good point. To field your question, Tim, we have physicist Stuart Higgins from Imperial College London.
OK, first things first. You might be interested to know that the Earth has more than one north and south pole.
Kay?
Yeah, it has geographic poles. These are the two points on the surface of the globe which the Earth rotates around. But it also has magnetic poles. These are where the Earth's magnetic field lines flow in and out of the Earth's surface. But the magnetic and geographic poles aren't the same. They're a few hundred kilometres apart.
OK, so where do the magnetic poles come from? And why are they different?
Our current best theory is that the Earth's magnetic field is caused by its core. By studying vibrations from earthquakes as they pass through the Earth, scientists estimate that the core is made of a solid metallic centre surrounded by a layer of molten metal. It's the movement of this molten layer that's thought to create the Earth's magnetic field. So that's why the magnetic north and south poles line up with the geographic north and south, rather than, say, east-west. But as well as rotating, the layer also has convection currents, a swirling of the metal caused by intense heat. It's the combination of both rotation and convection that's responsible for the Earth's magnetic field. This is known as dynamo theory. This complicated movement, also influenced by other factors, mean that the magnetic and geographic poles don't quite line up. And in fact, throughout the Earth's history, they've continually switched places.
Fortunately for us, this doesn't happen very often. Can you imagine the calamity and confusion if all our compasses were wrong? On average, the poles switch every 250,000 years. And we know this...
by looking at patterns in different rock layers, it's possible to work out that the Earth's magnetic field has flipped direction many times in the past. Current researchers use supercomputers to try to model and understand this still mysterious behaviour. But what it does mean is that if the poles were to flip again, any compasses would be left pointing in completely the wrong direction.
Stuart Higgins turning our world upside down there. Next time we'll be answering this smashing question from Down Under.
Hello, this is Faye in Sydney, Australia. I heard that due to an asteroid, a giant crater was formed 66 million years ago and the debris wiped out the dinosaurs. I have also been told that birds are dinosaurs. So, how did the birds survive?
So, do you know why all birds aren't dead as a dodo or dead as a dinosaur? If so, point us in the right direction. You can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or join in the debate on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.